These.
Kick out football.
Kick out football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro Picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
Well, here it is. Long awaited. It's the pick segment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little nervous, to be honest. I really am.
We all are.
Yeah, this is tough.
There's so much at stake. Here's where we stand right now. I'm in first place at 3 points last week, which made me the winner of the week. I have 60 points overall. Don's in second place. He had 1 point last week. He has 57.5 points, so he's 2.5 behind me. Peter is in third place. That's last place for those that don't know. 56 points.
Wait, sorry, tell me one more time how many points you have.
I have 60. You have 56. Okay. So you were 1-2 with 1 point last week. Well, since I had the most points, I guess I have to go first.
You do.
Here we go, everybody. Buckle up. Buckle up, my friends.
Buckle up for a bacchanal.
Are you guys as nervous as me? I really am scared.
It gets hard this time of year, for sure.
I didn't ask for this. I wanted to do a talk show. I didn't want this kind of nerves. Anyway, my 1 point pick. I'm taking the Patriots. And I'm getting the 4.5. That's what we have it as. The Bills are 4.5 point favorite. The Patriots can slow down a quarterback. They held quarterbacks to the second worst completion percentage in the league. You know what team is better than that? The Bills. But the Patriots don't live and die with Mac Jones. The Bills live and die with Josh Allen. And in this kind of weather, they're not a good team. They're certainly less of a good team than they are in normal weather. The statistics prove it. He has the second worst completion percentage in freezing game temperatures over the past 15 seasons. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking the Patriots. It's a nice number. 4.5 is a number I feel comfortable with. Hey, the Bills might win. Maybe they win by 3. And I'll walk away happily with a 1 point. Here's my 2 point game. Eagles and the Bucks. Bucks are 8.5 point favorites. This is Brady's 46th playoff start. Jalen Hurts first. The Eagles do not have a good defense. They don't. The
God
best thing about
me.
Their defense is their pass rush.
You
so
ruin
I think
everything.
That gets a little bit evened out by the fact that they move heaven and earth to protect Tom Brady because the entire game hinges on Tom Brady having time. When he lost in the Super Bowl, they put pressure up the middle. Can't do that with the Bucs. Their offensive line is outstanding. Just outstanding. 8.5's a lot. It's a lot, and Don scares me with the weather report, with the wind. But if anybody can do it, it's Tom Brady. It's like what Peter said earlier about Bill Belichick. If you're undecided, why don't you just go with the GOAT? So I went with the GOAT in the first game. I'm going to go with the GOAT here. Tom Brady over Jalen Hurts. I've never been much of an Eagles fan this year. I know they finished strong, but they finished with a running game. I believe that the Buccaneers can stop the running game.
Don, this is like Joe Judge's presser a couple weeks ago.
And here's my 3 point game. Raiders at the Bengals. And that number is 5.5. Bengals favorite. I'm going to take the Bengals. It worries me that they can get to Joe Burrow. His knee is a little balky. He's been sacked 51 times this year. Raiders have a pretty good pass rush. But again, the Bengals seem like they're the darlings. I like the way they've played. And they're also rested. Remember, the Raiders played on Monday night. The Bengals didn't play any of their important people or most of their important people. So they've had a week off. They almost had a bye. So give me the Bengals. I'll give the 5.5. That's my 3 point pick.
Wow. Fascinating stuff.
Don, you're next.
All right. Here's my 1 point play. You got the Rams home for the Cardinals. I can't ignore the splits, as Mike Tannenbaum said. 8-1 on the road this year. Just a terrific season away from home.
Love the pick.
Stafford's got tons of pressure on him. J.J. Watt expected back. That's going to bolster the defense for Arizona.
Beautiful pick.
I'm getting 4 points. I like the Cardinals as my 1 point play.
Fantastic pick. And spoken so efficiently. Keep going.
Cowboys at the 49ers.
Talk to me. Talk to me clean.
We talked about the spreads. Boys 10-3 against the spread. 6-3 against the spread against winning teams. This defense is among the best in football. I know the 49ers have played better. I just don't think they're equipped to walk into Dallas and win. It's a 3 point game, so basically you're picking a winner. I hate to do it because I'm not a Cowboy fan and I'd love to see the 49ers win. But I think the Cowboys are the better team. They're given three. That is my two-point play. I'm going with the boys. And I'm going to stare it right in the face. They've burned me in the past. But you know
what? Pick them.
I enjoy riding some Mahomes.
Wow.
Steelers, to me, are just not a playoff team. I know everybody loves it. It's the last game for Ben. He's going to will. Forget it. They were blown out in Week 16 against them. They'll be blown out again. I like the Chiefs.
That's a good.
Given 12.5 as my three-point play. It's a lot of points, but I'm just looking at the caliber of teams. I'm not going to get caught up in all the junk. So Chiefs minus 12.5, my three-point play. Cowboys minus 3, my two-point play. Cardinals plus 4, my one-point play.
Don might be in first place come Monday. It was a beautiful pick. Gorgeous picks. I mean, Halle Berry, 1994. All right? That's what I'm talking about. All right, guys. Big week. Would you say it's moving day?
Oh, it's moving day. Every game's been picked now.
I've said it all week, and now I cannot back down. I don't know why. I just don't think this Bucks team is special.
Whoa, look at you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think this Bucks team is special.
I love this guy.
I like this pick. Andrew's team to compete. I like him to cover the 8.5 points.
Awful pick.
I might even like him to win outright. But guess what? I'll just take him to cover the 8.5. That's a big number.
Huge.
They'll get on the ground early. Watch, in the first quarter, Don, they're going to take 9 minutes a clock and score a touchdown. They'll be up 7-0. You'll go, we're getting 15.5. Let's see what happens now.
We're all grown up now.
I like the Eagles for my one-point play, getting 8.5. Pretty crazy.
That pick is so delicious, I'd eat it off the bone.
Thank you. Thank you, Don. My second pick, Don, we're in lockstep. Was this your two-point play as well? Dallas Cowboys?
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, they've burned me this year. There's no doubt about it.
And
San Francisco is a very solid football team. That's not like I'd be shocked if they won.
No.
I think they are a team that could go on a run. You know, they're a solid football team. But I'm just playing the odds that this is the year the Cowboys at least win a game in the playoffs. They are a solid team at home, and I think Dak Prescott will step up in this spot and at least get them one convincing win in the playoffs. Cowboys win by 10.
Woo!
I will take the Cowboys as my two-point play.
Look at you. You're all grown up.
I already told you my three-point play, and nope, Tannenbaum did not scare me off. In fact, in some ways, what are the odds he blows it again 2 weeks in a row? Let's go with Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. Listen, they absolutely could lose. The Jets are a talented team offensively. But
why does it matter what the Jets are?
What did I say?
You said Jets. The Jets are a talented team, which is also not true. But please go on.
Our sports! Sports!
The Bills are a very talented team, but you know, Mike said it well. They're a team that's, like, built for a fast track. That is not going to be what we have on Saturday night at 8:15 when it is freezing, literally 0 degrees. So, listen, the Bills may win, but it's going to be super close. I will take Bill Belichick and the Patriots as my three-point play.
Wow.
Three teams I hate. The Eagles for one, the Cowboys for two, the Patriots for three.
So, now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So what are we doing before? Are we picking first this week?
No, they won, so they're picking first.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We lost.
Well, what are we going to do here, guy, before we welcome in Rick?
Yeah.
What are we all doing?
Save DiPietro!
Well, you guys seem like you like the Cowboys, right?
Well, and you guys seem like you like the Patriots. But and both from an allocation standpoint represent 4 points. So which one do you want to go with?
Well, let's see what they say. They have to go first anyway. So
okay, so we
all
got.
Right, let's bring in handsome Rick DiPietro. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Michael. How's it going?
Great. You?
I'm just sitting here at the hockey rink, coaching my son's team, listening to Peter just go on and on and on about his pick.
Me? I guess you missed Michael's part.
He enjoyed
my Michael.
Listen,
Michael can do no wrong. Stop. Yeah, no, Michael. I listened to Michael for the 45 minutes. You know that.
Thank you. So what are you guys picking?
We are picking, me and the father of the year, Dave Rothenberg, we'll be picking the Kansas City Chiefs, and we'll be laying the 12.5.
Wow.
Okay. Well, wow. I like that pick. I like it a lot.
That's Donald's 3-point play. He loves it.
What do you guys, do we go boys or do we go Bill? Boys or Bill? Michael, you're in charge.
Well, since you both have the boys as 2 points, and I have the Pats as a 1, he has the Pats as a 3, why don't you just go boys then?
Let me just ask you this, Michael. I do not like the Patriot pick. Do you have an opinion on Niners and Cowboys?
If I was going to make that pick, it would probably be Cowboys.
But all right, let's go Cowboys then.
Cowboys it is.
Can we ask you something?
You just made Dave's day. Dave will have the best Sunday of his life that he gets to root against the Cowboys even more now.
Can I ask you one thing that Dave said again? I mean, he said it before, so it's not breaking news. He would root against the Cowboys if his son was the quarterback. I mean, he needs mental help.
Oh, yeah. Here's the sick part, though, is that I figured I would get the calls would come in and I would get the support. Dave's out of his mind. No, 98% of the calls were, yeah, Dave, we agree. We're on board with that.
What's amazing. Wrong with people?
He's like the Pied Piper for crazies. and by the way, Peter.
Hey there.
Go to a store, find a ring, put it on her finger. If she's spending time shaving your back, this is the one.
Wow. He said a lot of people have done it.
Yeah, Natalie does things for me that no one else has done. She's a person that is incredibly special and loving and empathetic and amazing. But that's not enough of a standard. I've had a handful of people who gladly volunteered to help me shave my back in the past.
Let me bring you to the people at 2 by London, Peter.
You think it's time?
Oh, yeah.
If I were you, anyone that would have sex with me, I would marry immediately.
Wow, look at you. Strong. Coming out strong from the rink. How is Milo as a hockey player? Do you see skill there? I mean, obviously you weren't an NHL player. Do you see skill level?
He's a goalie, unfortunately.
Okay.
It's not my favorite. I wish he wasn't a goalie, but he loves it. He's naturally a good athlete. So we're just working on the attention span. Like you have, Kevin. 6-year-old attention span is not the easiest thing to deal with.
Not great. So this could be the first father and son, Don, to be selected with the first pick in the NHL.
Oh, that
draft.
Would be something. Now, is it butterfly, hybrid? How does he do it?
Right now, we got a mix of little stand-up, little butterfly, occasionally the sizzling bacon where he just gets on his back and just flops around a little bit.
The Hasha.
That seems to be his favorite. But no, he's having a good time. At this point, that's all that matters, really.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful. I miss you, Rick. I really do. I miss seeing you
terribly.
I'm surprised you're not having anyone over for the games this weekend. I was a little bit disappointed.
Well, you know, something, little thing called Omicron.
I'd be willing to take 3 tests just to get to hang out with you.
You know what? You can come over whenever you want. Just slap a mask on that pretty face and you could be here.
Done. Any day of the week.
Any day. Any day. Thanks, Rick. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
There you go. Boy, the first 3 hours of the show, this might be the best 3 we've ever done.
You think so?
Oh, my goodness. Total analysis of each game, nuggets thrown in there.
Yeah.
A little hatred that we have toward each other, that reared its ugly head. It's everything that people want.
I'm going to pull a Pikachu tonight.
And now there's no better way to go into a big wild card weekend than with a strong, sizzling ENN.
Can I say one last thing before break?
Please.
Michael's been great this season. He's in first place, though I have a better record. He's been fantastic. But, Don, was there any more perfect a Michael pick when it comes to his weirdo picks that he's had all year than Cincy as his 3-point play?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You picked the only weirdo pick in the batch. It was beautiful. And, by the way, you'll probably get it right. You've been tremendous. But, man, whoever's giving you those picks, interesting guy.
White guy. Why are you so sexist? It could be a girl.
Great point.
right, we'll come back with ENN right now on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.